Good morning. It is time for our weekly update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here this week. Actually, talking to Roy during Husker Harvest Days and its final day out in Grand Island, and you spent the day Thursday kind of roaming the grounds, Roy, and braving the weather, and we thought Wednesday was going to be the poor weather day, and it turned out to be the day that Roy was there. Any comment? Did you bring that with you or what?
I must have, because it didn't start raining till we got to the grounds this morning. So, you know, it's cold and wet. That's about all I can say.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And people have pulled out the heavy coats, and some have even bought coats on their way here. And, you know, it wouldn't be Husker Harvest Days, I guess, if it wasn't raining one day.
Well, we need to have some bad weather, it seems like, to be Husker Harvest Day. Sometimes it's too hot and sometimes too cold, mm-hmm. sometimes raining and other times too dry. So here we are in 2011.
There you go. Let's update the markets. And we were remembering our conversation from last week, and we were one trading day ahead of the government report from USDA and updating supply and demand and the crop production outlook. And it's been a pretty soft market since then, hasn't it?
It's been tough, but not unexpected. If you remember last week, I said the time to sell soybeans is the day before the September crop report. And, you know, it's amazing the psychology that goes on in the grain industry about this time of the year when people are trying to guess, is it large, is it small, is a harvest going to go fast, is it going to go slow? But for some reason, they build up into the September crop report, and then when the crop report comes out, why the whole thing goes down. And that's certainly what we've seen happen here this year.
So my question is, is this the beginning of the slide down to the harvest low?
Well, typically you'd say yes, it is. We're not very many days from being into the full harvest. I saw some cornfields that were combined on the way out here, and so, you know, just I guess I don't want to sell anything now because we've got the anticipation of the big harvest coming up. We've got a wide basis, and there's just better times to make sales, and I think there'll be opportunities out in the future.
So, like you said, we're getting real close to harvest, and I think it's important that, you know, while we focus on harvest, you know, you kind of got to keep a half a ear towards what's going on in the markets, right?
Well, you know, everybody's got their own approach to marketing, and I'm not an economist. I'm not a fundamental analyst. I'm a guy that has corn and soybeans to sell, and so, yeah, you want to keep watching these markets. In fact, right now, if an individual is going to sell soybeans at harvest or shortly thereafter, this is the time to start keeping track of the futures price and their local cash bid, so that when we get a signal to make sales on this dead cat bounce, which comes every fall, you'll know when to make those sales. And personally, I haven't started tracking that yet, but this weekend I'm going to start updating my dead cat bounce charts, because I typically don't put beans into storage in the fall, and so I'll be looking, just like a lot of other farmers, for a trigger, and that's what I use for my trigger.
Sure. Okay, so we haven't talked about a dead cat bounce for quite a while. Just remind us of the definition and what that trigger is.
Well, it's the dead cat bounce in the soybean market is the rally that comes once the soybean harvest is underway. And a Canadian farmer explained it to me as a demand bounce, when processors are increasing their price to try to acquire inventory. And we every year since 1980, which is 31 years now, we've seen this cash soybean market rebound after the initial harvest low in the early part of harvest. And the triggers that I have used in other years are 3 weeks of continuous action above the harvest low and at least 50 cents a bushel rally. Now, in a year like this where we're starting out over $13, you know, I expect the rally to be maybe a dollar a bushel. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting that out as a rule yet, but I'm saying that, you know, we maybe want to start making some sales on a 50-cent rally, and then 75, and then a dollar, and then have some more to sell if it goes above that.
Okay. How about in corn? You know, with maybe the habit or the practice of storing corn longer, you know, that makes that marketing plan that, you know, that much more open, I guess, a little bit more open-ended or long-term.
It does, really. For one thing, there's a good chance that corn will rally from harvest on through May, June of the following year. A lot of times there isn't any appreciation in the futures price, but there is a spread between December and July of 25, 30, sometimes as much as 35 cents a bushel. Mm-hmm. And there is a really good chance of basis improvement. The basis may improve 15, 20 cents. So you put those two together, and you can, a lot of years, pick up 50 cents a bushel in the corn market. Now, occasionally that fails, but very rarely. You know, it's only been one or two years in the last 20 years when we haven't seen some kind of rally in the corn market once we get past the 1st of January.
Okay, Roy, let's wrap things up here this morning. If you would, just some final thoughts. Like you said, harvest is fast approaching. We're going to be running combines. What should we be focusing on?
Well, first of all, be safe. You know, the long days in the combine, especially when you're not used to it, you end up with fatigue. And I remember when I was farming full-time that, those first couple of weeks are really, really trying in terms of just keeping going. And then be aware of the psychology of the markets. You know, the markets get overbought and oversold, and you want to try to avoid selling into a market that's oversold and be ready to sell into a market that's overbought, because, you know, that's really what happens on this September crop report. Year after year after year, the market gets overbought, and then when reality comes in on that September crop report, boom, down it comes, and you want to sell ahead of that.
All right, very good. Well, for folks that want more information, several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you. Hope you had a good day despite the rain at Husker Harvest Days, and we'll talk again next week.
Hopefully I'll be warmed up by then.
Me too. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.